The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for February, is a daily devotional resource for Lent titled Restore the Roar. It's written by Issues, Etc., regular guest Dr. Reed Lessing. You can read an excerpt of Restore the Roar at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase this Lenten devotional by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Restore the Roar costs only $2.29 plus shipping and handling, 1-800-325-3040.
No matter what we choose to believe, there's no God who condones taking the life of an innocent human being.
Where I think we are in the culture, but also with religious institutions, is that people have stopped hating us, that is to say LGBT people, but they're not yet ready to celebrate us. That's the next big work to do.
Maybe it's something as simple as you whistle while you work.
Just whistle while you work.
Mega churches are a house of cards. Mega churches really are the primary example of what's wrong with evangelicalism, why it's so thin, so insubstantial, so unsatisfying.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues, etc.
I don't know why they're still studying it, but they do. And maybe it is because the prevailing attitude about gender, about marriage, about male-female differences is under assault. Maybe that's why. But study after study indicates that gender matters, and that the place where gender matters most, surprise, surprise, is within the structure of natural marriage and the family, husbands, wives, parents, and children. And yet there is a move afoot to make parent a generic term that is genuinely generic, denoting neither father nor mother, and maybe even extending to our kids as well. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, the 17th of January. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse joins us here in the first few minutes to talk about a study out of the University of Chicago Business School titled The Trouble with Boys, Social Influence, and the Gender Gap in Disruptive Behavior that finds, again, not surprisingly, that gender does matter and that family circumstances matter as well. Also, in the course of discussing this, she has discovered probably for the umpteenth time, a common tactic used by the lifestyle left in arguing about these things. We'll see what she thinks about that. A little bit later, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller is going to join us. We're going to talk about a vocation, a Christian vocation that we often overlook because it's embedded in so many of our relationships, the vocation of friend from a biblical perspective, a little bit later on this Tuesday afternoon, January the 17th. Now you can join us, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse is founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's authored the books Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell us about this study from the University of Chicago Business School, The Trouble with Boys, and how it has brought to light for you a common tactic of the lifestyle left.
Well, I tell you, this study has me in a tizzy. I tell you, this is the week for studies, it seems like, because this study came out, and it basically, as you said, it's called The Trouble with Boys. And the premise of the study is that little boys have more behavior problems in school than little girls. Is that a surprise to you? Would that shock you to learn? That little boys have more problems, behavior problems, and that they get worse over time. The gap between girl and boy behavior problems gets greater over time. So this study was trying to explain that, trying to understand that, trying to figure out what can we do to help these little boys. And the key finding that they came up with is that children in two-parent biological parent homes, the boys do better. The boys tend to do better than if they're with a single mom. And so Focus on the Family, as you might expect, picked up on this story, and Glenn Stanton over there, our mutual friend, said, you know, basically, you know, look, this shows what we've been saying all along. Kids need a mom and a dad, and, you know, isn't marriage good, rah-rah. Well, unbeknownst to him, he was being watched by some gay blogger somewhere who pounced on that and said, How dare Glenn Stanton say anything against lesbian parents? How dare he draw this terrible conclusion that same-sex parenting is harmful to children? And, you know, I'm looking at that, and I'm looking at Glenn's thing, and I'm looking at the study, and I'm thinking, what the heck is this guy talking about? Glenn never said a word about same-sex parenting. And so I'm scratching my head here thinking, what is going on? And I think what's going on is that the lifestyle left is so committed to the position that family structure doesn't matter, that when a good study, a good solid study comes up like this, they have to discredit it. And the way they discredit it is by accusing you of saying something that you didn't in fact say. Because Glenn Stanton said nothing about same-sex parenting. He was just talking about this study, which in fact has nothing to do with same-sex couples. There aren't any identified in the study at all. It's just about kids in biological homes, in biological parent homes, doing better than kids in single-parent homes. And that's it. It was an amazing outpouring of venom directed against Glenn Stanton.
Doesn't that
and then against me because I stuck up for him?
Doesn't that tell you something though? That this really is this debate about natural versus marriage by some other definition, whatever definition, is a zero sum game. At least for those who want the redefinition of marriage, with all their rhetoric to the contrary, it's not about primarily alternate definitions of parenting, marriage, family. It is about destroying the one definition that is the most commonsensical, the one that makes sense biologically and naturally.
Yeah, you know, it sure seems like that they're obsessed with this. You know what I mean? And in other words, the gay bloggers who pounced on Glenn could have said nothing. You know, they could have just let the whole thing go and say, you know, yeah, for most families, that's a relevant question. The question isn't, gee, am I going to have a lesbian girlfriend and do artificial insemination? For most women, the question is, should I marry my kid's daddy and should I stay married to him? You know, and that for the vast majority of people, that's the relevant question. And that's what this study was about. And that's the main thing that got focus in the family and business. That's what got me in business and so on. But the lifestyle left is really obsessed with the idea that there should be no limits on adult behavior, and that the definition of marriage should have no boundaries on it either. I guess is the way to put it. That they want to displace the structured definition of marriage with a completely unstructured definition of marriage, and I think they sense that they need to discredit a study like this if they're going to accomplish that objective.
You say it's not just about marriage and its definition. It's about even something more fundamental, gender. Talk about that.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, the thing is, if you're going to say, see this poor gay blogger who had kind of a little, I don't know, hissy fit or something over Glenn Stanton's really quite innocent comment, you know, he said, look, if anything, this study really proves that lesbian parents are good because at least there are two parents in the home, and what the study is really about is there's only two parents versus one parent. And I came back and said, you know, wait a second, in order to believe that, you have to believe that the genetic relationship between parents and children doesn't matter in any of this work that the University of Chicago Business School study is talking about. The genetic relationship doesn't matter, and the gender doesn't matter. You know, that it's simply a matter of the number of parents in the home. And this is just wildly implausible to believe that gender is completely irrelevant, especially when the premise of the study is that little boys are really quite different from little girls. So if you really believe gender is irrelevant, why would you stop with the gender of the parents? You know, I mean, if it doesn't matter whether you have two moms, two dads, or one of each, it should matter the same to if you have a little boy or if you have a little girl. You know, the kid, a boy child doesn't need a mother, doesn't need a father. A girl child doesn't need a mother, doesn't need a father. There are all those combinations potentially in play. And the position of the lifestyle left has to be that none of it matters, that gender's a null category. And that simply can't be true. This study, in fact, is all about gender from the very get-go. It's the premise of the thing is that little boys are quite different from little girls and that they react differently to the care of their parents, so that boys actually need more input from parents than girls do, and they respond to it differently. So everything about it points to the idea that gender is actually quite significant. And the lifestyle left and the gay lobby, they have to downgrade that, whether they admit it or not, whether they realize it or not. That is really what's at stake in the debate, I think.
We've only got about 30 seconds, Jennifer. Is there a logical stopping point for the lifestyle left, this kind of agenda-driven lifestyle left, that wants to redefine all these categories in and around surrounding gender and the family? Can they say, oh, what we're talking about is adults and not children? Is what you've just said, in fact, true, that they've got to go after the entire concept rather than just some single definition? 30 seconds.
I think that's the case, Todd. You know, and in other words, I don't know that they all know that. I don't know if they've all gotten that far in their progression of their thinking, but I think it is the logical consequence of what they're thinking. I think that's where the logic of their position is going to drive them, whether they intend it or not, whether they know it or not, whether they want it or not. I think that's where they're going to end up. And I think it's particularly amusing that they made such a fuss to attack this study that's based on 20,000 observations. And at the same time, there's a study out that purports to show that lesbians make the best parents ever. It's a recycle of the same study that was done a couple of years ago. And that study has 79 children in it. And yet that study, we're supposed to fall down and worship. And this study from the University of Chicago, we can dismiss as being irrelevant to the vast majority of cases that actually exist out there. It's really quite extraordinary.
Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morris is founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's authored the book Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Check out her blog and website for the Ruth Institute. Go to issuesetc.org and proceed to the Listen on Demand page. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the vocation of friend. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be our guest.
Higher Things assists in cultivating, encouraging, and promoting a distinctively Lutheran identity among their youth and young adults. To fulfill this mission, this summer, Higher Things has 3 conferences. You can find out more about these conferences at fromabove2013.org. The winter issue of Higher Things magazine is now available. This is a topical issue on church and state that you can read in its entirety on our website, higherthings.org.
Does your church need a backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Where doctrine is life. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Duluth, Minnesota would like to invite you to join us Sunday mornings at 9:30. Whether you are visiting our beautiful city or live here, we have liturgical worship that shares Jesus with you. We're easy to find at 20th Avenue East and Superior Street, and also offer Bible classes at 8:25 Sunday mornings with Sunday school September through May. Check out our website for other Bible study times, visit or call 218-724-2500.